time a few years ago, and then we saw Ernie Banks, and it was one of the last times he was ever at Wrigley Field. A moment that I'll never forget, I was lucky enough to become quite friendly with him, and he'd call me up on the phone, and you wouldn't know who it was. It would just, you'd hear a voice on the phone, and it'd be like, "There are birds singing in the sycamore tree." And then I thought it was my friend, a hockey player, fucking with me. And then he said, is this Eddie Benno? And he said, yeah. And he said, this is Ernie Banks. And then you talk to him for 2 hours. You talk to him about the past, the future, what he thought about today's Cubs, what he thought about, you know, Theo and all the good fellas up there, I forgot to mention, you know, Theo and also Cubs Charities, all those donations I told you that we made from tickets here, Theo's foundation is matching those, and Cubs Charities is kicking in as well. So again, another example. So, you know, the other thing that last year you know, I had my mitt from when I was a kid, and then he had it on in the back, and he said, you know, that's a really nice glove. I like this. There's love in this glove, and I would like to have this glove. And I thought, well, that's my first mitt from when I was a kid. I kind of hanging on to it. Man, if Ernie Banks asks you to give him his mitt, you give him your mitt. It was a real honor. Today it showed up. It was given back to me, and I almost don't want it. I was always so happy to know it was there. So before I go, I'm just gonna play this one and know how much magic is gonna happen here in the next couple months. For many, many years, it seems. So it's quite a wave. And also, while I have the chance, I want to thank everybody from the local crew to our crew to a guy named Carl Rice, who really worked to put this together and make sure everybody was as comfortable and taken care of as possible. It was a great opportunity to get to play. If it weren't for people like Carl, we wouldn't get that. So just thanks, Carl. Thanks, everybody at Wrigley. Thanks, everybody with the Rickets. You know, July 21st, 1991. So it was 25 years, 1 month, and 1 day was our first show in Chicago. It was right down at the Metro, right down the street, about a block away. To think it took 25 years to make it one block. But that's where you come in, because we couldn't do it without you all this time. And we really appreciate you for not just taking the ride, but giving us the fuel to keep going and look further into the future. It's been a beautiful ride, and we will keep, who knows where the journey will take us.